I'd like to welcome those that are on board already. We'll be starting in approximately 6 minutes. I'd like to welcome those as they're coming on. We're going to be starting at approximately 5.5 minutes. We'll give people a few minutes to get on the call. If you have any challenges, you can email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. If you should have received your support documents, one of those including a RAR file, which is open with WinRAR, an unzip program that's free on Google. I'm assuming many of you are familiar with it. I sent it two ways. I sent it via email. Some people, it seemed as though the file was too big, so it didn't send. So I resent it. I resent it on as a link for download. So make sure that you have that available. If you don't, please let me know that you haven't received it. For those of you that are on the phone call, if you could do me a favor and please just shoot me a quick email, let me know you hear me, that you got the documents, that would be of big help to me, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. You can just quick email, let me know that you're on the call, you hear me, and that you got the documents. We'll be starting in approximately 4 minutes. Thank you to those that emailed me. Anybody else that wants to shoot me an email, let me know that you received the documents, that you can hear me, that everything's fine. I would appreciate it. mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. That's if you're in front of a computer. I'm assuming many of you may be. We'll be starting in approximately 3 minutes. Again, for those of you that joined late, I did email as well as send you a link for an upload for the documents this week. So if you have not received them, please email me. Otherwise, I'll assume that you have. Okay, I see that someone is not able to do so. For those of you that have tried to open the file but were unable to, if you could please try that again. I just did it and was able to do it. So the link is live. It should work. If you could send me more specifics as to why you're not able to download it, that would help. Just click on the link, and then you click on the link that comes up. It should download the file. And the file that I'm referring to, that's the only one that I had to send, that was 7.6 megabytes, that some of you couldn't download or receive in the email, was the Money Magnet landing pages file. Okay, so we're getting... I see. I will be sending you all, I'm sorry for the technical difficulty here, I'm going to be sending you all a new link in 1 second. I see what the problem is. Bear with me for those that are joining. I'm sending you a new link for the Money Magnet landing page file. Seems as though that I did not allow enough downloads. So I will change this. Thank you for helping me. I'm sending you a new link right now. It says new download link. Should be there any second. Second. Some of you are joining us. I sent you some support documents that we're having some technical difficulties with. I'm sending you a new link to go ahead and download those. You should have those any second. It should be in your inbox now for a download. So if anybody's able to receive this, please let me know as soon as possible so we can get the phone call started. Again, I sent everybody a group of support documents via email. One of them, being the Money Magnet landing page, was hard to download. So, some people couldn't receive it in email, so I sent a link to be able to download it. This new link should work. If anybody's able to get it to work, please send me a email. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the phone call. If you have a problem hearing me, a challenge with anything on the phone call, please email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and we will take care of any challenges that you might have. In the meantime, please try downloading the document. If it doesn't work, we will handle it as we get to that particular part of the phone call. For the time being, I'll ask everybody to bring up your UPL Freeline and Money Magnet PDF, which is our main document for the week, our UPL Freeline and Money Magnet document. We won't be starting there this week. I want to start with a few housekeeping issues. One, as many of you may have received my email, I've experienced some personal issues regarding my daughter and so forth that have caused me to be a bit behind these last couple weeks. I can assure you that I will catch up, that everything that was outlined in the email that I sent, if you have not received that that email, please let me know. I should have. Everybody should have gotten an email from me explaining the new schedule, when the Mastermind Mondays are starting, all the bonuses, when you will be receiving them, a complete and thorough explanation as to what's going on and when everything will take place. If you have not got that, please let me know. We're still not able. Okay, for those of you that cannot download this file, I apologize. I should have. If you go to Google and you type in WinRAR, W-I-N-R-A-R, W-I-N-R-A-R, it is a free compression program, and you can. It's a free compression program, and you will be able to download this file with that. This is referring to you, Doctor. Sent me an email, said, based on the email that you sent me, if you get that program, WinRAR, you'll be able to do it. So again, housekeeping, if you've not received the email from me for the updates, please let me know. Otherwise, it's all taken care of there, and I will be sending you a new and current update when I finish this phone call by tomorrow morning, but let's move forward and let's get on with this phone call. And for those of you, when we get to that particular document, if you're not able to download it and unzip it by then, I will help you with that and make sure that we all have it up before we move on to that. I wanted to start today with something that I found that I find important at this particular time. Many of us think that we have to, I find that many of us think that we have to have all the right answers before we get started. And in doing so, going along this line of thought, I ran across a document that I had written a few years back regarding my personal philosophy and so forth and some of the real key philosophical points that had really grabbed me at that particular point in my life. And I actually posted this article on the blog. Many of you may have read it, but I want to take a few moments up front today to read from this document because I think it's incredibly important for I think it's incredibly important that many of us understand some of the key tactics and strategies that are that I had wrote about a number of years ago in this report. So I'm going to start today with something that has nothing to do with our topic today, which is Freeline and Money Magnets, Exploding Your Business with the Power of Building Perceived Value. But I want to start today with a little inner game stuff, some stuff that I think is important, not a whole lot of substance as far as, how to do this, but an incredibly powerful philosophical essay, if you will, and I'll follow it up with some key points as it pertains to this particular program. So this is a manifesto that I wrote to myself. It was kind of and I posted just part of it today, but it was kind of my life's philosophy up to that particular point. And the number one thing I wrote about was nothing happens until something moves. This is something that I had picked up from an author by the name of Robert Ringer, incredible, amazing individual, one of my top three or four authors mentors, teachers that I've ever had the pleasure of learning from. And it starts, it says, nothing happens until something moves, are the words of the greatest scientist minds of the 20th century, Albert Einstein. Now, while his observation is an indisputable fact, there is no doubt in my mind that it applies to all other aspects of life, not just science. Ideas, preparation, knowledge, and wisdom, they're all but useless without action, because action is the starting point of any and all progress. In other words, an idea by itself has no intrinsic value. I can assure you that many people thought of an operating system before Bill Gates, that many people thought of an online store before Jeff Bezos, or overnight delivery before Fred Smith. But the difference was that those individuals took the one necessary step, which was action. And as I've narrowed my obsession with this thing called success, it's never been more apparent to me that the very essence of life is action. Inertia is anti-life. And here's an enlightened and motivating parable about the importance of action. It says every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion or it'll be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows that it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it'll starve. It doesn't matter whether you're a lion or gazelle. When the sun comes up, you'd better start running. And see, as human beings, we find that we too had better start running at the crack of dawn. The worst feeling in life is knowing that this very fact, and not acting on it. I've suffered from this delusion myself personally a number of times throughout life, and I suspect others, and maybe you as well, have suffered from this. A stress-free life sounds nice in theory. However, life is a struggle by nature. Sitting around the house doing nothing feels good for a moment, but there's an inherent urgency to life. For one thing, life is finite, and you don't even have the advantage of knowing when your supply of time will run out. I'm feeling my mortality more than ever. I've wasted this precious resource as if I was going to live life forever sometimes. See, there's two kinds of action. One is proaction, which is you put on the offensive and in control. The other is reaction, which puts you on the defensive and relegates you to a position of weakness at all times. Inaction often yields consequences by default. Nothing happens until something moves. And it seems as though many of you were able to download. Sorry I didn't want to cut off there, but I want to thank you for the feedback and letting me know that you guys are able to take care of this. So again, nothing happens until something moves. Homeostasis is the tendency to live with existing conditions and avoiding change. This is ironic because the only constant in life is change. However, with this glaring me in the face, I'm still stubborn enough at times to believe that I can overcome it. The weather, law, economy, our age, every second of every day, we justify not changing and remaining in the state of the famous, well, someday I'll do something lines. At times I think I've believed in the fantasy of someday and the story of the moving train, the story that states that some people believe that they're in a train that is constantly moving in the direction of their dreams. They believe that regardless of circumstance, that by chance or just destiny alone, that you will arrive and that people will line the street with banners and applause. Well, it's nice thought, but pure fantasy. There is no station. There is no train. The perfect moment never arrives. The train never picks you up, and we have to create our own destiny by what Tony Robbins calls massive action. And when's the best day to take action? Today. If you're waiting for everyone to be right, everything to be right, or to have all the perfect strategies or all the perfect tools before you move forward, then you have the foolproof excuse for failure, the perfectionist excuse, which is, I don't do anything unless I have all the particular tools and strategies to be able to do it. A warrior lives by acting, not by thinking about acting, nor by thinking about what he will do when he has finished his first action. A warrior lives in the now. They think about, what can I do today? What can I take from this phone call today and do tonight? What can I do during this phone call that will take myself, my business, and my life toward the direction of my dreams. So I challenge you not to sit and wait for the grand slam or the home runs, because success comes in the singles and doubles. It comes in the little tiny steps of everyday life. Life is the sum of total of many successful years, many successful days, many successful hours, and many successful minutes. So what I challenge everybody on this phone call to realize is that this this particular program or anything that you read or listen that I provide, or anything that you read or listen that you buy yourselves from another quote guru, understand that, you know, the key ingredient between the people that think that a particular program is good or not, or you know, actually get results, are some people get the biggest results by using maybe 10% of a program. And that's because they actually take action. Most of us never do anything. So I challenge you to go back to week one and look at some of the basic stuff we talked about, like setting up a blog and starting to develop a relationship with your customers, and look at some of the real basic strategies of how to do that, how to develop that relationship with your customers, and start walking the talk, and start taking action on some of this stuff, because it's so, so important. And I wanted to keep reading just a few more things, because what action does when you start to take action is it produces an enlightened state, which leads to even greater success. When you take action, it leads to a greater level of success. By constantly taking massive action and bolder steps, you inevitably surround yourself with better people and knowledge and opportunity. This leads you to think that, beyond your normal systems of thinking and beliefs, and taps into an infinite intelligence of the universe. This is nothing more than the term thinking outside the box. When you expand your mind and associations, your mind is open to new ideas, new concepts, and new possibilities. A rigid mental paradigm equates to what Jim Rohn, the famous guru and mentor of Tony Robbins, calls rickets of the mind, or a closed mind, or a dead universe of intelligence. In this state, nothing can be changed. We must constantly be challenging our own beliefs and philosophy to grow. See, growth is the essence of success. When you're growing and learning, the atoms in your body and brain are vibrating at an enormous speed, which often results in what some people call coincidence or luck. This heightened state of awareness often produces the people, things, and circumstances that you need. So just the little tiny actions, if you take those actions every day, just something small, and you keep reviewing this material that we have, or the material in this particular genre, whatever we may be talking about, you begin to attract that type of stuff into your life. And by taking those little actions, you develop more and more momentum and power. And so I learned that I started to look around, and one of the real keys in life that I figured out is if you get around like really successful people, you will find that they are intelligent, but they're not 1 million times more intelligent than the dumbest guy, or your perception of Homer Simpson, if you will. They may not even be twice as smart as your perception of what the real Homer Simpson would be. The truth is that people that actually succeed on a higher level, or the level that we would like to succeed on, they're just good at one thing. They're good at actually taking action on ideas. So my entire journey in life has been for the search for the truth. And with every action, there comes a result. It's simple but profound. A person who refuses to work and goes on welfare gets a result. A person who's rude gets a result. A bank robber gets a result. But these are not the kind of results we want. What I'm after is positive results. I've tried to create the kind of actions possible, and I've spent a whole bunch of my life trying to cut corners, but in the end, truth has hit me square in the face. Truth-based actions will lead to lasting results. Delusion and false premises lead to negative results. See, delusion is when you do something, you know the inevitable results, but you get away with it today. But understand that in the end, truth always shows up. It might be 10 years from now. It might be 2 days from now. In my case, I took some actions and inactions over the last couple weeks that enabled one of you guys that are on the phone today to smack me right in the face and wake me up and make me realize the truth of my actions. Because in the end, truth will find you. And I don't say this today to preach to you, and I understand it's not a part of the, quote, copy that I wrote for curriculum for this program, but I believe it to be incredibly, incredibly important that we understand that the small actions we take in this program daily will lead to the inevitable success or non-success. So while I believe the world is losing its collective head, I'm still trying to live my life searching for truth. Truth is the foundation for rational thought and action. Unfortunately, lies, deceit, and falsehoods are winning the wars in our society, my opinion. Truth is not an easy thing to live. For one thing, most people will hate you for it. The foundational principle of the universe is that action has consequences. Most people, including myself, convince themselves that their actions may not have consequences. See, this is a fool's game. Why else would someone drive intoxicated? Why would someone commit crimes? In the end, you can't escape reality. Universal principles do not care whether you had good intentions either. If you have good intentions but violate truth, you tend to get bad results. Good intentions mixed with ignorance is a tragic mix. That is why it's so important to continue to grow and learn, because life and truth does not care if you're ignorant. See, if Google changes the way that we have to do pay-per-click ads, and if our hosting service changes something and we're not educated and up to date, if we are doing the very best possible job that we learned from months ago, but we have not stayed up to date on this important technology, well, see, it doesn't matter what our intention is when we do it. In the end, Google may, you know, decline our ad, or our host may take our website down. But in the end, the truth is that we must continuously stay educated. We must continuously take action on our current level of education. See, this leads me to a story I once read about two tribes that lived on a small island. They were coming up on their annual sacred holiday. This time of year usually resulted in a war and many deaths over the way the ceremony was to take place. One tribe believed that it had to take place exactly at noon and five virgins must be sacrificed. The other tribe believed that it had to take place exactly at midnight and that seven virgins must be sacrificed. Both tribes were passionate, but yet the tribes were divided. They call a peace meeting, and you find the two tribes inside a hut looking at ancient drawings of this ritual, arguing over what is to be done. Imagine that you're there right now, and they both turn to you, and they ask you to cast the final vote as to how the ritual must be done. What do you say? Obviously, you don't think that the virgins should be killed at all, but how can you possibly make them see the errors in their perceptions and beliefs? They have been hypnotized from birth to believe in this ritual. While this may sound stupid or like a crazy story, in truth, you and I have been cast ashore on just an island. On a global scale, billions of people are engaged in a bitter debate whose belief systems all vary wildly. So on a personal level, your personal search for truth and success should be paved with correct premises and assumptions. This will ensure long-term success. So as you strive for truth in business and life, I encourage you to, you know, stay fundamental and really question what it is that you learn, and really question it is the actions that you take on a daily basis, and begin to realize that there are consequences, that a little bit of procrastination today that you think you will make up for tomorrow, and then you procrastinate one more day, sometimes that leads to weeks, and sometimes that destroys relationships that can never be made up. So I encourage you to learn from my mistakes, to learn from, you know, the many people that I have learned from, and I encourage you to start taking small actions on your dreams. Don't wait till things are perfect. Start small. Realize that if you have no money, if you think you have to have a big pay-per-click ad budget, or you think you have to have the perfect-looking website, there is example after countless example of people that have horrible-looking websites, that have horrible-looking grammar in their emails, or their copy is terrible, but yet they're incredibly successful because they persevere and they work hard on a daily basis. So I just wanted to start today with, you know, just a few things from that manifesto that I wrote a number of years ago. It's on the website. It's on the blog. The entire thing. I encourage you to read it at your convenience. It's much longer than what I just read. But I wanted to start out today with just some basic inner game stuff, if you will, and hopefully I can motivate you to start to take action on some of the stuff that we're working on. So with that, we're going to go ahead and move into today's session. I'll tell you a little bit about today's session. It's not going to be extremely long. I think it will probably take us around an hour, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but the content and the most important, the tools that I leave you and the work that I went through to pull up some of the examples and so forth, you will find is vast and good, and I think that you're all going to get a lot from today's session. So as we start the free line and money magnet talk today, let's ask ourselves, what is our objective in business? Well, our objective is to constantly increase the perceived value of our products or service. Because, see, if we're only as good in our customers' minds as we were yesterday and the day before that, eventually we become stale. So something that I picked up from Eben Pagan was this first little segment on the UPL Free Line and Money Magnet PDF that you should have open now, is don't focus on the quick fix techniques like writing the best headline. Now, when he says that, he doesn't mean don't do it. As a matter of fact, he is an advocate of writing the very best headline you can. But in the end, he's saying these are the pickup lines of business, and they won't get you long-term results. Instead, focus on the inner game of marketing. So what is he talking about there? He's saying that, you know, all the stuff about writing phenomenal copy and being able to write a killer headline, yes, it's incredibly important, but understand that most important is that you want to focus on the inner game of marketing, and there's three mindsets that underlie marketing. One is the scarcity mindset, and it says, how do I get, and before I start here, I know some people have joined us late. I've sent you a packet of goods. I sent you a link if you have not gotten it for some of the stuff we're going to be looking at later. If you have a problem uploading or downloading this link, downloading this link or have not received the documents, then please email me. And right now, we are open to the UPL Free Line and Money Magnets PDF. And we're talking about the scarcity mindset. So most people think, how do I get $1 from 1 million people? Well, see, that's not looking to create value for people. Instead, work out, how do I give 1 million people $100 worth of value and then ask $10 in return? To create value, you must first understand people and how they process value. So the number one principle in creating your free line stuff and your money magnets is your sole focus in business should be creating value. You must understand that you got to start trying to take, and your sole purpose is to try to give. Now, understand, I'm a capitalist. I believe that our sole goal in business is to make money. Not our sole goal, but that's the end result. If we're not making money, we're probably not giving or providing enough value. So you got to learn to get the short end of the stick. It's very profitable for your customers and for you. So why don't people do it? Because of a scarcity mindset and an innate selfish nature that we as human beings have. So you got to learn to love creating massive value for other people, whether you get paid or not. See, there was a famous experiment that even Pagan talks about a lot, and it goes like this. $100 was given to person A and person B. Person A was told to split the money and to decide the amount that each person would receive. Then person B decided whether either of them got the money or not. It was found that around the ratio of person A getting $80 and person B getting $20, person B was more likely to decide that neither of them got money. So person B would rather give up a free $20 than see person A get a better deal than him. Now, this experiment's been done as far away as Africa, where $100 was the equivalent of a month's salary, and $20 was the equivalent of a week's salary, yet the exact results were found. So people would rather get nothing than see someone else get a better deal than them. So when you understand this power, when you understand to reverse that paradigm in your business, what happens is that you become the 20% in your business. You become someone that's just completely different than everybody else, because everybody else, they're worried about how they can keep the $80. They don't want to give you the extra, you know, the extra thing. So with that philosophy is the whole concept of don't keep your best ideas secret. If you don't show prospects what you've got and how much value it's worth, they won't trust you. If you don't give away your best ideas, the magic bullets, the prospects will say to themselves, gee, how much better is this product? So this method, it helps create viral marketing. The best example that I can give you, by the way, of somebody that created an entire business off just writing reports, but reports that were incredibly valuable, is Rich Sheffrin of Strategic Profits. It's strategicprofits.com. I encourage all of you to go there and download all of his reports. He has a link at the bottom of his page where you can go in and download all of his reports, and they are each one of those reports is a classic example of, you know, how to write a report. But two, I mean, Rich just gives away the farm. He gives away just a ton of phenomenal information on those reports. And because of that, each report he writes becomes viral, and he's able to sell millions of dollars worth of his coaching programs just through the writing of those reports. So again, don't keep your best ideas secret. Give, you know, your really good stuff away. Understand that people will respect you. They will bond with you, and they will do business with you longer when you do this. So marketing methods to create longer, deeper relationship with your customers. Well, a profitable relationship should be profitable for both the customer and the seller. So approach one is moving the free line, a term that many say that even Pagan came up with. I'm not sure that to be true. It's argued, but it doesn't matter. So what you want to look at is you want to look at what can you give away for free, and you want to constantly be moving that line deeper into your product line. You know, what's an entry-level product? An email newsletter, ebooks, streaming videos, Camtasia videos, blogs. In the end, the free line's all about how can I constantly be giving away something of value to my customers. And then two, move the depth of the line. Now, what does this simply mean? It just simply means you don't stop giving away your good stuff, you know, right up front to your initial customers. As a matter of fact, the deeper bond and the better customers that you have, your rabid customers, you should be giving more and more to them, and a much better quality of content or quality of free, if you will, should be given to those customers. Because they're going to buy more and more from you. They're going to buy more of your top end programs and more as you move forward. So you want to move the free line through your initial entry level products all the way through to your top end level quote coaching or seminar, or you know your very best customer should be getting more and more. You don't want to stop just with your initial people. So how do you deliver the free line? Well, the free line could be delivered through teleseminars, through reports, blogs, direct mail, or video. I mean, classic examples, everybody uses teleseminars. Reports, we just talked about, Rich Sheffrin. Blogs, a classic example of that is what I do with the My Note Taking Nerd. There's many other people. I mean, a blog should be seen as a hub or your social hub where your customers come to interact with you on a very personal level. So, and then direct mail, I mean, that's an ancient art, it seems like, these days, but we should be trying to gather more and more information about our online customers so that we can offline direct mail to them and give them that personal touch of a, you know, handwritten note or a hand, something that they can actually grab, sales copy. Again, direct mail, and then finally video. They're finding more and more something that I'm just learning. I'm in a deep, deep learning curve. You guys are going to be gifted something today. As a matter of fact, it's in your stuff that we'll talk about at the end on my learning curve on webinars and video and so forth. But video is a, as of right now, probably the most powerful form of moving the free line and providing an experience of value for your customers and clients. So right now, as we before it says see examples folder, we're going to come right back to that. But the thing I want to go into next is the three types of money magnets. Now, what are money magnets? Okay, Freeline and money magnets are a little bit different. Okay, Freeline is the actual free content, you know, free CD, audio, video. Report that you're giving your customers. Your money magnet is the way that you're presenting this stuff to people through your videos, email, or post blogs. And the first type of money magnet is the friendship bond magnet. This is where you're sending videos or emails and you're posting blogs with your personal stories. And see, these stories should serve a dual purpose. They should show you as a real person. And this should be tied to your lifestyle, and it ties you to your storylines. So an example that Frank Kern gave in Mass Control 2.0 was he talked about how, one of his most successful videos that when he really started to figure out that people cared about this type of stuff is when he shot a video on a private jet with his family. But on this, on this jet, he just talked about, kind of the lifestyle changes that this new mass control lifestyle or mass control business has provided him, and he introduced the audience or his customers to his wife and all of his children, and he told them a little bit about each one of them, and he told them their names. But it served a dual purpose. It showed it not only enabled him to start to develop a deeper relationship with these people because it showed him as a real person with a real family and maybe a bit different than he looked on the outside, if you will. But it also had this done. This was all being done on a jet. So it showed his personal, from a personal standpoint, it showed that. But it also tied this mass control concept to this lavish lifestyle that it had created for him. So again, your goal through your blog and video and email is to begin to share some personal stuff about your personal life. So that's your friendship bond magnets. Next are your proof magnets. Now, testimonials, all the greats, okay, Dan Kennedy, Clayton Makepeace, John Carlton, one of the key components. As a matter of fact, Dan Kennedy says you're missing half the results of any piece that you send or market without testimonials. So they are incredibly powerful. But you can also do things like putting checks, income earnings, in a screenshot. You can show your PayPal or your Click account as a proof a ClickBank account as a proof magnet. You can show your balance on your bank account both before and after X. You could show pictures of your lifestyle before and after X. Now, this could be lifestyle of, I used to live here and now I live in this house. I used to drive this and now I drive this. I used to have this type of yard or pool, and now I have this type of yard or pool. And it could also be the it could be the before and after examples of, you know, I was this type of person before, and I looked like this and felt like that, and your picture visually shows that, and then this is what I look and feel like now. So again, that's a proof magnet, and then, you know, you want to show what you have without being blatant. So the example of Kern on the jet. So you can film in an exotic location without talking about it. You can have beautiful women or nice cars or, you know, be on a nice beach or a, you know, very plush resort. Great example of that would be the latest launch that Anthony Robbins did, and he and Frank Kern and John Reese, they filmed it at this lavish, nice resort, and they walked around this resort. Now, they didn't talk about, you know, how nice this resort was, or they really didn't even mention it, but it ties, you know, this stuff they're selling, it ties it to, you know, it gives an unconscious representation of what you're trying to sell to people. So again, those are your proof magnets. And then finally, you have your atomic bomb magnets, or as Frank Korn calls them, your shock and awe magnets. So shock and awe plus proof plus useful but incomplete info equals a buying frenzy. The example that Kern uses from the StomperNet launch, which is to date the biggest launch ever, he made the claim of making $16,000 a day with search engine optimization. And then they immediately showed a screenshot of one of their actual non-info marketing sites. And so what's key about that is that many people, they have this negative a view of these gurus making money only selling information to them. And one of the big things that makes StomperNet so successful is because they have so many businesses that are not related to that industry, and therefore that's a big selling point. And so he went through this whole thing of first talking about how leading people into the how with a page titled Facts About Natural Search Engine Traffic. So he's showing them this is how much money we're making. We're doing it not just in selling you stuff. And then he's giving them this report. And then he actually showed heat maps of where people click and look on Google search pages. And they found that hardly was any from paid search. So again, that took people away from the Google paid search mindset into, well, wait a minute, if that's the truth, and they have this actual heat map example. So again, the incredible proof. Lots of example of going to sites where they can show you what they're talking about. Inserted facts from authority sources that backed up their claims. They had powerful demonstrations of what they were claiming, and the conclusions were leading you to what you wanted and what they wanted you to think. And they showed and discussed split test results. And then all of this was wrapped, okay? All of this was wrapped with personal stories from the faculty members. And if you followed the latest StomperNet launch, you know, one of the things that they did is they had a, like, you know, introduced you to the different staff members, and they gave you different videos on them and so forth. And then finally, it says important that we, when you're sucking people into your vortex with these magnets, that you have an awesome follow-up email sequence that goes along with them. So you got to remember that people buy when they want to buy, not necessarily when you want them to buy. So if you're going to have this phenomenal, you know, shock and awe video, you know, presentation with, you know, a download link for a download link for a report, and you know, maybe another video for lifestyle and so forth, you want to constantly be, you know, have a 10 or 12 or 20 part email sequence that's driving people back to these magnets. Because they may not open them the first time. They may not open them or look at them the second time. It may take them 13, 15 times before they finally, you know, something happens to catch them that day. So next, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go back and we're going to open this folder. Many of you should all have it now, but if you don't, email me, mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, and I'm just going to kind of step you through some of the tools that I've provided for you today. First, I want you to open up the Money Magnet landing pages folder, and then don't touch anything. I will step you through it. But if you just open that folder, and if some of you could just shoot me a quick email and let me know that you're looking at that folder now, I would appreciate it. And I'm going to grab a drink. I'm going to take a 60-second break here and grab a quick drink. But if you could just send me an email and say, okay, I see the folder. And what you should be looking at when you click on the folder is in the upper left hand, it'll say Ollie Brown Files. And then if you look down, you'll see some Internet Explorer or Mozilla Firefox icons. And then the first one of those should say Ollie Brown. But that's what you should be looking at. If you could just let me know, send me an email, let me know that you see it, that you see it fine, I'd appreciate it. I'll be right back with you. Yeah, I'm back with you. I'm assuming that many of you can see what we have here. I appreciate the feedback. So far, understand that there's many of the quote gurus that may teach 4 or 5 hours on this, but the truth is that Freeline and Money Magnets is a simple concept. It's providing valuable information for your customers and then moving that information through teleseminars, reports, blogs, direct mail, videos, using your money magnets, which are your friendship bonding magnets, your proof magnets, which is, you know, so you're including all this and some of that free stuff and also your emails and so forth as you're moving the free information along. And then you also have your atomic bomb magnets, which are a combination of everything. They're your big, long sales copy or your really good videos. They're your shock and awe stuff. So if you have one big, bold claim that you can accomplish in your particular industry, then you that's what you want to share in your shock and awe your shock and awe magnet, by the way, should be something that's shared with your market at the tail end of your launch if you're launching a product. So it's, you know, kind of your it's your final attack, if you will, on the marketplace. And what I've provided for you today is I've provided I think it's approximately 30 to 40 different examples of what landing pages what the landing pages look like for people that provide different types of Freeline material. So if you click on the first one, understand that the folders you're looking at, all they have are the offline files so that you can look at these folders offline anytime you want. So this is not you don't have to have an internet connection to be able to look at this stuff. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you to look at is go ahead and click on, you should see with an Internet Explorer or a Mozilla Firefox emblem down right next to the last folder, you click on the Ollie Brown folder. And you'll see that it says join Ollie Brown for a one-time free teleseminar on Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. Clear, concise, and consistent growth. Secrets, five momentous moves that will quickly propel you to where you financially want to be. Okay, so here is an example, okay, of something she's giving away for free, okay, and you know, no strings attached to this particular deal. So again, just an example of a type of free line teleseminar that you can give away. But most importantly, understand that everything that I have here, everything that I've given to you, are proven, successful models that work. So you can actually take the actual outline for what these people are doing, and you can use it for your launches per se. So the next thing I want you to look at is go a couple over. Look at the Andy Jenkins. Okay. Here's an example where Andy gave he gave this video away with Frank Kern on how to use video for marketing online. Again, this was a free webinar that he marketed. Really, he started it on his blog, so he used his blog as the place to give it away. But again, he used his also used an event. If you look, it says my birthday, and in the emails he sent out, he talked about how he was giving you a birthday present. On his birthday by giving you this free video. And I believe he also shared some personal stories and, you know, some stuff that, you know, from his past birthdays and so forth. So he kind of wove in, some bonding magnets inside of giving this stuff away. But another example on, you know, a model, if you will, for being able to, use this type of stuff in your marketing. Next, if you go down, click on the Martin Weiss folder. In my folder it says Martin Weiss 2. Martin Weiss 2. If you look for that, and if you're having a problem, please email me. Sorry, someone just emailed me. They're asking what documents you're looking at. These documents, I apologize if you missed it, are in your Money Magnet Landing Pages folder. Your Money Magnet Landing Pages folder. You should have that. I'd asked everybody a few times so far. I assume you did. If you don't, please email me, and then we'll get that figured out. But in that, there's some icons for Internet Explorer or Mozilla Firefox. you click. Every one of these is an example of a free line product or a free line something that gurus are giving away. And what I did is I had a couple of the nerds and myself, we went through and we didn't just look for, you know, current examples. We've been saving this type of stuff for a number of years, so we have literal, we probably have 300 or 400 of these examples. But we went through and grabbed not only the stuff that looks good, but the stuff that we know did good, which is important. So again, my goal today is not to go through all of these. I just want you to understand that as you're building your money magnets, you can go through all these different examples, and you can look at the different stuff, you know, different things that the other gurus are using, and the models for how they're presenting this to their market. So again, that's just a resource that you can use. My goal today is not to go through all these. It actually serves me no purpose. But I want you to know that if you look at each one of these, you're going to find that they're giving away reports and webinars and teleseminars and free videos and so forth. and they all present them in different ways. But the most important thing is understand that this folder is incredibly valuable. Now, I also want you to know that there is a program out there. I'm not sure what it is. I no longer use Internet Explorer, but there is something for Internet Explorer as well, and I believe maybe they have one for Internet Explorer too. But the program I use to save my stuff is a program called Scrapbook, and it's an extension in Firefox. And what Scrapbook does is it saves the actual, you know, content, video, landing page, and so forth for anything that you want to save, and it captures and saves this as an offline file. And what I do is when someone's doing a launch, I go in and I start to save all of their emails, and I'll actually type in email number one, you know, Frank Kern, Mass Control 2.0, and so I have their entire sequence for I have their entire sequence leading up to and right through the end of their launch, both their emails and their online websites and so forth. So what this is an example of the freeline material they're giving away during that process and the money magnets that they're using to attract customers and clients. This is the actual landing pages for that stuff that you guys can use. Now, if any of you are interested in a folder of the actual launches, the complete launches themselves, if you will send me an email now at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, I will send you a link to download an entire folder of, just literally hundreds of launches that have taken place over the last couple of years. This folder is invaluable. I can't really put a price tag on it. It's one of those things that's easy to do, but nobody does it. And the sad part is that, you know, a lot of those websites, or the majority of them, no longer exist. They're gone once the launch is dead and once the launch has ended. So, but I have, you know, many of the, almost all of the great launches, I have everything. So if you just send me an email and just put in the subject line launch folder, I'll make sure that you get a download link to get it. MyNoteTakingNerd@gmail.com, say launch folder, and I will get that to you. So these are all examples of money magnet landing pages. So next, if you go back to the UPL Freeline and Money Magnet PDF, if you go back to UPL Freeline and Money Magnet PDF, and also, I see you guys sending me the emails. I will make sure I get that to you. And to be honest, I'll probably send it to all of you anyway. But I don't want to lie to you and say, you know, that you're only going to get it. But I can say that you guys for sure will get it. And going back to this Money Magnet PDF, the next tool that I have, if you scroll down to page 5, which is the next page, it says Power Tools for Creating Your Money Magnets. One, we have our landing page and launch folder, so you have models for creating these money magnets. Two, we have the interview outline, which is right here, and it's titled How to Conduct a Kick-Ass Interview. So this interview, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, it starts off, can you tell us a little bit about what you do? How did you get started in blank? When did you first discover that blank was right for you? How should our listeners gauge if blank is right for them? How long did it take you to get blank? This model is the best model I've found for interviewing people. And it has your opening, your main body questions, and your closing and conclusion questions. So again, this is a phenomenal tool for interviewing people. Now, why do I include this? Because interviewing experts in your particular field and providing that to your market, it puts you on a pillar that you can't, it rises you above much faster in the eyes of your market than you could ever do on your own. What you're doing is you're riding the coattails of someone else's success. You're creating your own celebrity status just because you're on the inner circle, or perceived to be on the inner circle, because you're interviewing this, quote, expert. And it could be, you know, someone from a mid-level expert to the top experts in the field. And, you know, the process for getting them is the whole age-old process of not accepting no. I mean, you just send, as you were selling anybody else, you send emails, you send direct mail, you make telephone calls, and you just say, I run this website selling X, whatever X is, and I would like to interview you and provide that interview for my customers and clients. Incredibly powerful, by the way. So this is a formula for how to do that interview. Even if you think you suck, you do this interview this way, you'll have the best interview possible. You just ask these questions and they answer. You ask the questions and they answer. If you can read this script, you are now an expert at doing interviews. I'm serious. This is a phenomenal outline. So the final tool that I have for everybody here is the there's two other tools. Is let's go ahead and open. You should have a PDF titled "How You Can Make Moolah with Webinars." Now, what this is, I'm trying to get open myself, is a report that you're going to see on the blog in the next couple days. But it's a report that was taken by Nerd Number 2 from a gentleman by the name of Ray Edwards and Kurt Christensen on how to do webinars. And this is not just this is not a generic. It basically actually takes you through. If you look at this little 6-page report, it's going to tell you all the tools you'll need: PowerPoint, GoToWebinars.com. It's going to tell you, every single tool you need, and the exact step-by-step, all the way down to your landing page of how to use and create webinars. It's incredibly powerful. Again, a tool for you guys to use. We don't have time, we don't have time to sit here on the phone and go through this. But again, this is something you can keep forever. Something you can use. And I encourage you to go through these 6 pages, and I encourage you to actually use webinars. And we, by the way, as soon as next week, I can't promise, but I can promise you come the final two calls, but possibly by next week, everything will be done on a webinar. I just don't want to do it until I feel comfortable in the process that I'm going to do it correct and I'm going to do it proper and that it's going to be right for you guys. And then finally, the last tool that I have is I went ahead and gifted you guys. I bought licenses so that I wasn't illegally doing this from a gentleman by the name of Jason. It's How to Create a Report in 48 Hours by Jason Fladlein. And I'm not even sure I'm saying his name correct, but there's two reports there. There's the How to Instant Product Creation report. And it's the 48-hour report PDF, and then there's the 2-hour condenser. Basically he's saying you can get a report done in 2 hours. This is the absolute best outline for creating a really good report that I've found. Okay. Now, coupled with this, I again encourage you all to go download all of Rich Sheffrin's reports at strategicprofits.com. They're phenomenal examples of how to write reports. But as far as how to do it and how to do it quickly, I've found nothing better than these resources from Jason, these two particular PDFs. So, again, guys, I want to thank you for taking your time. I know your time is important. I want you to understand that the process of using money magnets in your business and moving the free line is it's all about intention, and it's all about leading from the heart. Give away your best stuff. Get that blog going. Start writing some really kick-ass articles that are heartfelt, your best stuff. Start writing and creating product. Start doing free teleseminars for your market. Maybe your market is your wife or your children, your family in the beginning, but creating stuff that you can provide, you know, for the marketplace. It's all about just creating that really good freeline stuff, getting it out into the market, and then bonding with your market, through your money magnets of friendship, proof, and then your shock and awe, your final barrage, if you will. So I encourage you to all to look through the different folders you have. I encourage you to look back at the email that I sent all of you regarding my personal journey that I'm going through right now. I'm encouraged by some of the feedback that many of you have sent me, and I promise that I'm going to try hard to perform at a much higher level from now on. You have the updated schedule. We will be doing Mastermind Monday starting next Monday. I've extended all of you for a month beyond the end date of this program. You can look for this particular call today, as well as all the PDFs and any bonuses and so forth, as well as this launches folder. I will be sending all of this to you sometime in the next 48 hours. You will have a link to be able to go and download it, as well as the launch folder and so forth. Now, I just had a note given to me from a nerd number two. He wanted me to let you guys know that in that report on webinars, that it says you need PowerPoint, but that you don't even need that. You can use Google Slide Decks. I'm not even sure what that is, guys, but I just wanted you to know that you don't even have to have PowerPoint. If you don't have it, you can use Google Slide Decks. So, again, nerd just walked in the office. Nerd number two did, and he wanted me to let you guys know that. But, again, back to what I was saying, I will make sure you get everything that you have coming by the end of the week. I believe I said Friday, and we will be starting Mastermind Monday. Next Monday, we will have our phone call next Tuesday. Now, next Tuesday will be maybe our most important, most important phone call. It's developing your character and storyline. It will probably be a 2 to 3 hour call. It will be incredibly information packed, and I hope to hear from all of you if you have any questions. And I thank you for your time, guys. I thank you for your feedback. I thank you for the kick in the pants. What do I say? I love y'all. Thank you so much for allowing me to be the guy that's able to share this information with you. And I will see you same time next week. I will send you all the information as I normally do on Monday. But we will be starting Mastermind Monday, and then we will have 2:30 at 5:30 Pacific time. Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific time for our creating our storyline and character call next week. Thank you. I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.